Test 134, section 2, question number 9. Now here we are looking for a response that Robert could make that would counter Samantha. You could treat this in one of two ways. It's either a strengthen question, if you're looking at it from Robert's standpoint, something that would strengthen Robert's argument, or we could look at it as a weaken question in what would weaken Samantha's argument. Now, the one thing that we do need to make sure that we're doing is it does have to affect Samantha's argument. And because of the way it's worded, that would counter Samantha's, it does need to be something that directly addresses what Samantha says. So I'm going to be keying in a lot more on Samantha than on Robert. So Robert says, school board's considering adopting this year-round schedule that eliminates the 3 months. It should be adopted. Teachers need to cover more new material during the school year than they do now. So they need to cover more material, and therefore it should be adopted. So that's Robert's point. Now Samantha comes back and says the proposed schedule will not permit them to cover more new material. So she's directly contradicting the last claim. Even though the school eliminates summer vacations, it adds 2 new 6-week breaks. So the total number of school days will be about the same as before. It's saying, look, your time frame is going to be the same. It's just distributed differently. So if we want to counter that argument, we need something that's going to address the idea that we have 6 new 2-week breaks. And so we need something that's going to say, even though we have the same total number, the teachers are going to be able to get through more material. So that's what we need. So we look at our answers. Teachers would be really willing to accept elimination of the traditional as long as the total vacation they're not is reduced. We don't actually really care about that. It's about whether or not they can get through more material. Most parents who work outside the home, I don't really care that much about this. I literally would throw the answer out right now because I just don't care about what they want. It's about whether or not it's going to cover more material. In school districts that adopted year-round that increases the number of school days per year, students show a deeper understanding. Well, that's irrelevant to what we're dealing with here because Samantha is saying it's the same total number of school days. So C is irrelevant because it doesn't address what she's saying, which is the numbers are the same. And then teachers spend no more time, no more than a day of class time reviewing old material when students have been away from school for only a few weeks, but have to spend up to a month of class time reviewing after a 3-month summer vacation. This would directly counter what Samantha's saying, because it's saying, look, with the 2-week breaks, you need 1 day. Now, admittedly, you have 6 of those, but that still only amounts to 6 days. But if you have the 3 months off, they need a month, and so you have 30 days. So that means you could get through more new material, 24 days worth, when you have the different schedule of the year round. And so D directly counters Samantha's statement by saying, yes, the total number of days is the same, but you're going to get through more material. And then E, students prefer taking a long vacation. In all reality, we just don't care what students prefer. This is not a question of what people do or don't want. It's not a mental states issue. This is just about whether or not they'll get through more material. And so D is our best answer choice.